Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the BHL's Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO Changing the Future Outcome podcast. I'm your host and moderator, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all at the time of this taping on Wednesday morning, the 19th of May at about 3:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome one and all when you get here to listen. Today's show is going to be about 40-45 minutes, most of which in the back half of the show, the last 20 minutes or so, I'm going to give you a synopsis, a review of our Tuesday night webinar over to CTFO, highlighting the changes, and they are exciting, in the compensation plan, which plays to the theme that I wanted to write about this week and moving forward a little bit here at this platform. How to take a look at any business when you're in business for yourself, but been doing a lot of talking, reading, and blogging, and over at my other platform at the Holistic Healing Hour show. And I'll pick that theme up a little bit later today as I tape that show. I've been talking a lot about how habits rule us, all the decades of malalignment, misinformation, of guiding us through our lives wherever we fall on the chronological ladder, and how instituting helpful habits, motivations, desires, outlooks puts us on an upward trajectory. Even when we're maybe on autopilot, if we do something long enough, whatever it may be, we kind of have an autopilot switch that sometimes can ignite or turn itself on. A successful business will hold a different meaning for every entrepreneur listening to this, reading this, anyone that's been in the business, a business, at a franchise, understands what being in business for oneself and or your very first opportunity in doing so, based on those who have paved the way. What makes it successful is determined by the goals, the dreams, the aspirations that you feel in your mind, but more importantly, that you feel in your heart. That's the subject matter at its core that I talk about at the Holistic Healing Hour as it pertains to business, but more so as it pertains to life. Obtaining success starts with beating your own doubt, your own fear, and your own self-limiting beliefs when, where, and if applicable, and getting honest about the kind of business and life that you really want, deserve, and are really looking for. This is the opportunity that can be the wherewithal, the end all for everybody at so many different levels, the CTFO. Too often we wait for permission to take an action on the changes we want to make in our lives. Procrastination, you know, brainwashing, preconditioning, old foibles. Many people have tried to define success in one word, far more literate, involved, eloquent, books, volumes, whatever, of defining success in one word. To me, it's always been freedom, individuality, creativity, the opportunity to express it as such. This is why I left the corporate world in 1995. Here I am. We choose the way we want to live to a very large degree, and or how we decide to combat the way that we're told to live. Each of us longs to live the life of our own design, creation, our own path, our own message. Are you a leader or are you a follower? We long for the freedom to live each day, or you should, and enjoy each moment the way you want to live it. If you're going to enjoy freedom in your life, number one, more important than anything, but to go hand in hand to live it in business, which will extrapolate into your life because you would be making the business the crux and engine of your life. If you're going to find success, you're going to have to develop the right habits and break old traditional life habits, foibles, malalignment. You're going to have to find how to discover that change. Quick wins aren't really change. Changing your habits if you work on them daily, they can lead to whatever a successful business does mean to you individually. And then as you take this entrepreneurial challenge, for those of you that are, to whatever degree you're taking it, then that will indeed be a self-successful business mantra, motivation, business meaning to you. Continue learning. An expert is a student first. No matter how young or old, virtuoso of any business, you've done it forever, it's your first day, your first 30 seconds, everywhere along the way, continue to learn, edify. While there are too many cases of information overload happening everywhere right now for a multitude of reasons, the right knowledge is in there. And it can greatly increase your progress in business. You have to immerse yourself in books, podcasts, videos, venues that motivate you to change and chase bigger dreams for yourself. We live in a time with unparalleled access, internet, bells, whistles. We have access to all the information we need to help every area of our life, especially at CTFO. Develop a habit of continuing to learn from the places that will help you in the next steps in the journey, not only of your business, but of your life. Maintain your health. And within a health providing service business, your health not only has a positive or negative effect on every area of your life, a lot of it's self-inflicted. The way your mind and body feels can be directly traced to the things that you eat, psychosomatic and otherwise. Your food choices will affect how you live and how you achieve success or don't. Exercise is a great way to stay in shape, not only physically, metaphysically, mentally, and on each and every level. Get grounded, stay grounded. Get more energy and vent out any frustration the right way. Maintaining your health will pay dividends and is a habit that leads to the energy you need to do anything and everything in life, more so now than ever. Consistently work on your business. If you're invested in it, what did precipitate you to come to CTFO? I've asked that so many times. Myself, 3 years ago, I answered a Craigslist ad job to continue to supplement my passion at that time, which allowed me to phase out my mission, accomplish my mission of retiring from something I had done the previous 25 years. I simply have changed the complexion in semi-retirement and now have converted to this great opportunity for passive and residual income. I constantly try to purge my own negativity to whatever degree, and I try to not let that extrapolate and become a roadblock. The normal view of whatever failure is based on career choices, if you've hung around a while, failure always leads to success, and you must fail to succeed in life, let alone business. A normal view of failure, what's a normal view of anything? Eyes and ears of the beholder. What is normal? It doesn't have to be that way. Failure can do a number of things. It can be a motivator. But your difficulty can be compounded, self-induced, when you add negative people, if you're formulating a team or trying to do so, business, however it formulates, brick and mortar, your clientele, your associates, your fellow workers, whatever. In business, to experience success in your business, you have to stay away and be on guard against the effects of negative people that can have so much of an effect on you through osmosis if you let it usurp into your own life. Embrace failure. If you're taking actions towards a better business result, that's what you should be here for. But obviously, whatever in the past has not worked out for you. Make embracing failure a habit, because it means you're consistently taking the necessary steps towards success within your own life, which perpetuates and carries over into your business endeavors and how you're approaching it. You don't get lucky breaks. They do exist. Silver spoons, whatever. Lucky breaks are out there, whatever. For most in life, you make your breaks through initiative, desire, passion, motivation, focus, drive, and a clear understanding. From gibberish, you know, winning the lottery or whatever is all great and all of that, but kind of a pie in the sky result can change your life motivation wise for shooting, if indeed it's relegated to that. I worked hard on, and still work to this day, of trying to better myself, learn, survive, and thrive. To survive by thriving alive, to survive. I worked hard on creating everything I've ever done in my life, and being a sole proprietor for most of my life, and certainly the better part of the last 30 years, was mandatory. I survived in the land of giants by being a small, integral part of a puzzle that fit into the big jigsaw puzzle that apothecary medicine is. Intricate pieces times many. You can do this. You can create healthy habits that lead to an amazing business. You can wake up each day happy, knowing you're living the kind of life you have always dreamed of living, and have a business that not only makes money, but makes a positive impact on a way to change things for the better, logically, calmly, with repose, and with numbers of like-minded individuals that truly believe in the passion of what they're providing. In my humble opinion, making that the passion with knowing that you have the potential to be well compensated for doing so. I consider each day, each month, each minute that I'm consulting with a huge business and promoting it as such on the aforementioned 2.5 podcasts that I do 7 days a week, 365 days a year for 2 years straight, and for the better part of the last decade on multitudes of podcast shows that I have done. Blogs, vlogs, and a customer testimonial list that goes back decades. I do have this. You've got this. We've got this. And with the great benefits and accentuations from CTFO, which we'll highlight in a moment after a couple of breaks, hopefully I will have conveyed what Stuart, Michael Swelling, management team at CTFO is doing with us and for us. And under the great leadership now of Kevin Poignier, our new president as well. We'll talk about all of that in today's show in about another half hour of airtime, right after a couple of messages. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Stay with us. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show with your host, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us. Let's take a look at this CBD market now that it's had about a 3-year run of entrance of different CBD companies that are still thriving to survive, those that have come and gone. And how big is the CBD market, and how big will it be, and is it oversaturated? Following a similar trajectory, sales of legal cannabis in the United States are projected to hit $23 billion with a B, U.S. dollars, in 2025. Total U.S. cannabinoid CBD product sales from 2014 to 2022 next year, when it gets here, broken down in millions of dollars. In the year 2022, 1918, 2021, 1615, 2020, 1198, in 2019, when it first kind of really broke out of the gates after decades of malalignment, 845. U.S. CBD sales between 24 and 22. Those are estimates as the years have come and gone. How do you advertise your business moving forward? With all the advantages of the ways that facilitate you at CTFO. Topical CBDs. Are great lead-ins, any product mix, my social media, to your landing page, get a second domain that doesn't mention it, promote a blog feature or another website to review your products, and most assuredly use the free websites that were provided for you. You can advertise hemp and CBD. You can sell CBD in the marketplace. You can run Google Ads. It's currently tricky. Just navigate the waters. Why is the CBD market and industry growing? There's an increasing demand for CBD products. Consumers are seeking out these products for not only medical or wellness reasons, but learning more and more and revisiting how non-cannabis hemp will and can and does mushroom out into so many peripheral supporting businesses, building trades, clothing. The demand that comes from CBDs, health properties, and high safety profile and low risk of side effects. The peripheral markets that will develop that no one even knows about yet through continuing research, ongoing new developments, administrative techniques, equipment, science research. What is the market price for CBD oil? Is it too late to start a CBD business? Not if it's at CTFO. There's never a better time to start than right now. Familiarize yourself with the products that aren't CBD as well as those that are. That accentuates niche marketing. What is a good niche? What is a good CBD niche? The CBD niche market is a great example of an emerging market that's teeming with potential yet faces the ongoing hurdles. What makes us different than them? Many things. Financial solvency, a distribution center in Canada, the Netherlands, actively shipping to 15 countries, we're represented in 28, we're growing, the future is bright. The addition to the compensation package makes it that much more attainable, faster. My next series of shows throughout the week will be talking about the business packages, break down the matrix, revisit the matrix. Who is the target audience for CBD? Younger adults tend to mention CBD with anxiety relief. Older adults recommend it for pain relief. From these insights, we know that demographics, both young and old, are receptive to using CBD and should be receptive to marketing it as such. The trend is ending that way, and the market will only continue to grow. Some CBD products cost more because more love and thought went into their design and production. Other CBD products cost more purely because their manufacturers know they can get it. The novelty of the new market. Those that do business ethically for the full promotion of the healing service element first. Dissipate the snake oil salesmen within the CBD industry that also give cannabinoids a bad name. How do you start a CBD business? Highly recommend that you join us at CTFO. Understanding is the first step. You have to understand in starting and being involved in any business, let alone CBD, is knowing the legality of it in your region, your country, your area, and its promotion and outlook for future growth. You have the website that's already created. You have the products to sell. You have a marketing strategy and all the bells and whistles and tools that you would ever need to succeed. You don't have to secure funding and capital to do your own startup franchise. Those of you that have ever done that, the true entrepreneurs that are looking for a change, a true monetary change, and that want to work it, will notice the glaring differences. Have you ever started a franchise? Have you ever attempted to start a franchise? I'll absolutely guarantee you it costs you more than $50. This is money on the table that's there for the taking if you implement it with a slow, methodical, real message. Just 2 short years ago, even on Google, the searching for the word CBD, to whatever degree anybody was searching it, and for whatever reason, was 6.4 million searches 2 years ago. And they obviously have only increased in popularity and growth, and those that have come on board, be it professionally, as a client, as a customer, Google ambassadors. CBD overall is in its infancy for use, but it's growing rapidly as a popular alternative to many drugs and medications because many drugs and medications simply don't work, haven't worked, and we've been maligned for decades about their efficacy, what's in them. Look at the disclaimers for most over-the-counter. You know, your left eardrum can fall off. You could experience dizziness, severe diarrhea, whatever. Do you really want to put something like that in your body to even put it to the test of being victimized or part of those subsets of those disclaimers? That's why we do it through the guise of a medical advisory team at CTFO. Many of the products were improvised through our exclusive technology of the 10X Pure. So I want to segue into what will be the final segment. When we come back, we'll do a little bit of an overview from the webinar last evening, Tuesday night, on the introduction of the new accentuation to the compensation plan for growth. So, BSL's Kennel Kelp, A to Z Animal Products, we continue to seek out team members, entrepreneurs only, and it's time to move on. Dormant accounts have all been invited numerous times, they're always welcome back, but we can't wallow in whatever isn't resonating. We have to move on with what is, as you would in any business. We'll be right back for the final episode. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us. Thank you.
Beer Sales, Kelco, Mr. Kelco Products, CTFO, Changing the Future of the Business Podcast Show. Bliss, extra strength, happy. Researchers just discovered the most amazing molecule to be happy. Finally, being happy is a choice.
Bliss, extra strength, happy is your shortcut to elevated mood. Reduce stress and anxiousness while calming fear. Stop the merry-go-round and just breathe. Think clearly and feel the significant but subtle effects of your mental health. Simply start micro-dropping 10 water-soluble drops into any flavored beverage 1 to 3 times a day as needed. Any time of the day or night for extra strength and happy. Biochemically formulated to achieve an overwhelming state of bliss by supporting the increase in serotonin, which is said to be associated with feelings of joy and elation. At CTFO, we call it micro-dropping. All it takes is 10 drops in your morning cup of coffee, tea, hot chocolate, or any hot or cold non-alcoholic beverage. Bliss is non-psychoactive, non-impairing, and has no intoxicating effects whatsoever. Bliss Extra Strength Happy was developed based on research that the original cannabinoid acids produced in the hemp plant, such as CBGA and CBDA, are believed to be as much as 1,000 times more potent than their non-acid counterparts, such as CBD. CBGA, the A stands for acid, is the precursor to CBG. CBGA is often referred to as the mother of CBD and THC because without some level of CBGA, no other cannabinoid would exist. Bliss Extra Strength Happy has been formulated with our patented 10X Pure proprietary delivery process and enriched with 200 milligrams of CBGA. It includes a proprietary blend of full spectrum cannabinoids. 10X Pure helps stabilize CBGA not previously thought possible and supports increased bioavailability, reduced waste, and increased potency so you get what you pay for. For example, if you only get 10% of what you take, you're wasting 90% of it. If you get 50% of what you take, that's 5 times better. Bliss Extra Strength Happy is a worldwide exclusive solution with all the benefits you can only find at CTFO. Don't waste another minute. Order a few bottles of Bliss Extra Strength Happy right now and start micro-dropping the day it arrives. Remember, you don't have to save the world in one stroke. You can make a difference one person at a time, beginning with you. Find your bliss, because everyone deserves to be happy.
We'll be right back after this message. Bitch Sales, Kelco Kelp, Ballistic Kelco Products, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome. Business podcast show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Here's an excerpt from my earlier Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans on the visual podcast a little bit earlier this morning.
To another edition of the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO warm up show, Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans. Good morning at this time of taping on Wednesday morning, May the 19th, at about 4:10 a.m. or 4:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm in the midst of actually taping my next CTFO podcast radio show, which will be available a little bit later today, Wednesday, and it'll be second half of that show, a little tiny bit of the recap of last night's webinar at CTFO, which was very enlightening as to announcing the new moves to increase our already pretty lucrative compensation packaging. And I'll let you all revisit those webinars via the replay, and or if you were there to witness it personally, especially through invite from my developing sales team. Many invitations that have extended, those of you that have taken me up on that offer, maybe heard it firsthand for yourself last evening, and or I would highly encourage you to listen to the replay there, and I'll revisit it at my show as well. Good morning, and continuing to move forward at the other faction of my show at the Holistic Healing Hour show a little bit later when I start to tape that. I'll be talking more in our continuation of superfoods on how to accentuate the diet to include CTFO product base for overall health, dissipate your medical bills, and continue in our campaign of providing and presenting this for what it is, a healing service first. Again, revisiting there where I am in semi-retirement in life, fully retired from what I did for 25 years in the kelp business, seafood business, animal supplement, and human supplement business. When I left the corporate world in 1995, I was a sole proprietor, which I still am. I still work in the private sector very much part-time at my ISO lab job. Those of you that follow me know that. I'll be going there in about an hour and a half, getting ready for that. Social Security, I've been collecting that for over a year now. I've been building this CTFO business at a very much let the tortoise and hare pace, myself being the tortoise, about to celebrate my 3-year anniversary at CTF Oak in June, I believe it's June 22nd. Very much on course with the way I wanted to structure it, have it play out, let all the scuttlebutt settle in the industry as a whole, which has taken a couple of years for ourselves at CTFO and anybody else that's entrenched in it. We're a player. We're here. We're established. We're financially solvent. Our growth rate is huge. It's black. It's white. It's there. There is a difference. We're proving it. We're accentuating it. We're still here. We're going to be here, and we're going to move forward. There's many wannabes that are come and gone. There's all these, whatever you guys call them, blue marbles, pink marbles, the next big thing or whatever. I don't even know what that is because I never chased that, never have. And anybody that's ever accused me of that has certainly been put down because I don't do that. I've never done that. This is why I'm still here 3 years after the fact, building the business. And these accentuated tools are going to facilitate me to do that just fine the way I've chosen to do it. So I encourage individuality. I encourage reinforcing the independent associate that we all are at CTFO. You can initiate this business as you want to take it, part-time, some of the time, $20 a week, $50, $50,000. There's those that are doing that. But it's the effort, the tools, the marketing, and boy, is it connecting and resonating with the right motivated people that either want to receive high efficacious medicines themselves at wholesale pricing and understand the advantages of doing that and the monies to be saved by doing that, especially when you're getting efficacy and not just repeatedly using the same non-effective prescription over the counter, and in some cases that you've probably been doing for years, plural. Over at the Holistic Healing Hour, we'll continue to do our workouts for geriatrics, how to stay physical, how to stay vibrant. I'm 67. I'm moving forward. I can outwork most men half my age. I do it every single day. I've never missed a day of work in any of my careers. I've been around 7 decades in the workforce in one way or the other, to include my ISO lab job, which I'm in my 15th year, and I've never missed a day due to absenteeism. That was other pandemics or flus, errors too. You guys do remember those ones too, right? Colds, flus, all the maladies we've ever had. I've worked in environments, school zones, school districts, petri dishes, inside, outside sales, factories, chemical environments, which has definitely done detriment to my outer core of my body and the breakdown and the arthritis and all that. We talk a lot about that. You are who you are in the womb. That's how it's developed. The rest is you, Peter, Paul, Chuck, and Dave, Vera, Chuck, and Dave, Mary, Kevin, Sammy, Stuart, Jimmy, Bill, Michael, Sally, Mary, whatever your name is, that's all outside. So there's a march to a different drummer in both facets to understand the overall oneself. That's what we talk about. That's what we will talk about. That's who I'm trying to connect with, young, old, kids from 1 to 92. It can be done. It can be a legion. We have a huge number. We have a huge number for potential other suppliers, entrepreneurs. We have people coming on board right and left that are industry stalwarts that see the magnitude of this. They're leaving their own adventures and ventures. Check it out. Take it around the block. kick the tires, scrutinize it, rip it apart, shake it out. That's what we want you to do. You should see the glaring difference. If that is your motivator, if you're one that has the propensity of 5 years ago, you were where you were at, with no positive advancement or attempts to do so, or you're continually chasing whatever, and where are you now? Where will you be in 5 years from now? Is there a pattern? Do you have a pattern? Are you stuck in that loop? Are you stuck in preconditioned, old foibles, old preconditioning, brainwashing? Decades. This is a new dawn. Okay, I like to try to keep these to 10 minutes. I'm shooting for abbreviation in my shows. That should make everybody happy. I've got those down to about 40 minutes, half hour. We're working in that. Attention spans have dissipated over the years so much, too. That's due to the toxicity and pollution we're all taking in. Concentration, lack thereof. We have great products that accentuate that, help you stay focused, help you stay healthy, help you move forward so you can work, so you can have energy, so you can get out of your own way, and so you don't wallow in fear, misinformation, and what goes on in the world as it spins on its axis that you don't have control over. Bring it this way and take control of what you do have. This would be the most secure industry, however you get into it. We highly recommend via CTFO, but however you extrapolate into this business, you have a promising future. If you look at it the correct way, investment opportunities, developing science as a whole, the industry's doing nothing but booming, and the documentation and the scientific proof that will someday blow the disclaimers out that nothing cures anything yet, including CTFO products. But the advancements are well on the way, documentable proof every day through science. The advantages that we already have, exclusivity of the technology, exclusivity of several of the products. You can't get them anywhere else, folks. You are the one game in town under that premise, which gives you a huge springboard advantage. The rank ups are really easy if you attain them. The key is like anything, based on the MLMs that have worked for years, Avon, Rubbermaid, Tupperware, Colgate-Palmolive, Rockefeller, Ford, Warren Buffett. It has to resonate. You have to get it with the like-minded individuals. Sometimes that can be a process. You have to have perseverance. You have to have patience. You have to understand any business entrepreneurial thing. The key, it's not going to cost you a lot of out-of-pocket money to get started if indeed you want it. As a big time, if you want it as a mom pop business, you know, part time, some of the time, whatever, you can do that quite easily too. So much easier than what you have done through temp agencies, the laborious, horrible things that you've done. If you've done it, I was a sole proprietor. I've done many supplemental income jobs over the years. That's how I came on CTFO. I answered a Craigslist job. So bye-bye for now. We're up to almost 12 minutes more at the shows. Please do join me. I'm trying to build an audience. And I talked about 2020 being in the past, literally, figuratively, and it's my new mantra moving forward. I delete my shows, my podcast shows, in less than 30 days. Nobody goes back to archival things anymore to a large degree. There's no reason to have a bunch of a library and taking up storage space and all of that. What happened yesterday is gone. It's antiquated information. Move forward. Take what you learned yesterday and move forward. That's what we're doing, moving forward. Passive residual income, onward, upward. And CTFO has done nothing but give us every advantage to do that with the right team members to pick up the torch, see the vision, and reward yourself and your family. We'll talk more at the shows. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye for now. I love you all.